We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Evan, on the Fan, Joe and Evan, on WFAN.
All right, 10:03 on the Fan. And a very good Thursday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666. Is the phone number. Hit the 1 o'clock CMB. Comes your way. Don't frame Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Of course, we're live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at my favorite store, ShopRite. My partner very excited today because his basketball team had a terrific win last night. As Dinwiddie hits the, I guess, the game-tying and game-winning shots.
And he played Deion Blake.
And, I mean, how about that?
Yeah.
So a big win for the Nets. Knicks lose again. This lose to the Pacers. They played them tough, but, you know, you figured they'd lose.
Would you agree that last night, in many ways, was the perfect basketball night in this town? Because I think most Net fans, not all, there are some tanking Net fans. They're out there. I was talking to them last night. But most Net fans want to win, which they did dramatically against the Pistons.
Yep.
And I think most Knicks fans want exactly what they saw last night. Progress from the younger guys.
Keep losing.
Play a team tough, but
right. Lose. Right, so they get those ping pong balls stacking up.
Isn't that ultimately what you want?
And that's what's going to happen. Whether you want it or not, I think that's what's going to happen. And I think the Nets have a shot maybe to make the playoffs. I don't know.
Nah, I don't know about that.
But if they don't, you know, even so, you're still going to be in a lottery. Now, you're going to be probably farther back. Probably going to win more games than the Knicks.
That's fine.
This
we can
year.
Still win the lottery. We'll jump ahead of you.
You never know.
We deserve that.
Well,
after all the lottery.
Like my team doesn't deserve to win a lottery?
No, your team does deserve.
I mean,
you're
come
right.
on.
I don't deserve.
They never even get like a step up.
You're
no
right.
matter where they are.
You're right. They usually go backwards.
Right.
No, I think as far as deserving is concerned, you guys actually deserve to win the lottery. I deserve.
You'll take the second pick.
Yeah, I deserve to go to two.
That would be good.
And I'm
that
nice
would be
enough.
That would be the best night of basketball we've had here in a decade.
It's so true. I mean, think about it.
They go 1-2 in the lottery.
Think
there
about
you go. Everybody's happy.
Even
if it goes the other way, everybody's happy.
No, I'm gracious enough. You take one.
I give you one.
You deserve that more.
Okay.
You've been in the lottery.
Yeah.
Now, my team hasn't even been in it. Based on our own doing,
right.
Based on Billy King.
Well, we were pretty good at not never beating a lottery either.
That's true. You did that for a while.
Getting draft choices.
No, I think the status of NBA basketball in this town fits last night perfectly. It's a great night for the Nets, who play a team on a back-to-back in the Pistons.
Hey, you take it.
No, I take it. They're beating them up early, and then the Net offense just goes in, I don't know what the hell to do mode. Andre Drummond's killing them. Blake Griffin stepped up down the stretch, but they pulled out of their rear end and win, despite their coach being inept. I mean, Kenny Atkinson, I have no faith in. I love this one. They're down by one, 20 seconds to go. They have to foul.
He
right?
punt?
Basically, they're down one with 20
Fourth
seconds to
and
go.
Fourth one at midfield? Did he punt?
It was almost egregious in a similar way. He kept Jared Allen at his 5 fouls on the floor.
Oh, did he?
And guess who had to
foul? He fouls out.
He had to commit the foul.
Right.
Can't make it up. But they win anyway. And for the Knicks, the perfect night for the Knicks is last night.
Right.
Because there really is.
And they are teased, though. I mean, you know, Dotson hits that three. They're up four. You say, oh, my God, 4 minutes to go in the game. You figure, hey, maybe they're going to win this game.
Did you think they were going to win
that game? And Oladipo said, I don't think so.
Well, Thad Young, too. That offensive rebound on the air ball.
That's true. And how about Sabonis' kid, man? He was unbelievable. He was unstoppable last night. I think he missed a shot.
He didn't. The only thing that stopped him was him fouling
right,
out.
He did foul out, yeah.
That was the only thing.
Right.
And you know what Sabonis did? He did you a favor. You know what he did? He exposed, not against my team, but he exposed how overrated Enes Kanter can be. And what I mean by that.
Defensively?
Well, he can't defend.
Sabonis
abused him last night.
Yeah, he did abuse him.
And so Cantor's going to have those nights in which you love him. like what he does against my team every time he sees him. But I think more times than not, he gets exposed defensively. And I think he got exposed last night. I mean, Sabonis was a little old school, too, with the post moves. I mean, he did it all.
Oh, no, definitely. No, he was great. He was great.
He was great. I think that the pick and roll he was exposed on, he exposed him in the post. I mean, it just... And I think that next year, you know, as much as you may like Enes Kanter, he's a nice guy, you probably don't want him on your basketball
team.
Nah,
he won't be back.
I think a guy like Damian Dotson's proven that he belongs.
He can shoot threes, that's for sure. And he makes some big shots. I mean, like I said, he made that big shot last night. It looked like that was going to propel them to the win, and it didn't work out, but still.
Damian Dotson and Frank Ntilikina, I know Frank didn't have a great night last night, but he plays defense. He plays defense. He's been a lot more aggressive since Fizdale moved him into the starting lineup as a point guard and not a small forward. But I think Dotson and Ntilikina's improvement show you how bad at times Jeff Hornacek was last year.
Yeah, right.
He didn't play these guys enough.
Well,
but
I think Hornacek was more concerned about winning games than he was about. He was worried about his own job, you know. So
and Fizdale's shown you, sure, he wants to win. I mean, he's a competitor, but it's about growth. Right.
Well, he's also got the leeway to be able to do that.
Yes.
I mean, it's his first year. Nobody expects anything. He's certainly on a grace period. There's no doubt about that.
I think that these are going to be games, especially against a playoff team like Indiana. And Victor Oladipo, not only does he have a beautiful singing voice, as I told you a couple of weeks ago, but this is a guy you marvel at because he's gotten so much better than when he first came into the league. He's really developed as a player, especially defensively.
Yeah, he's very good.
He made some real big plays last night, and I think the Knicks are just going to have to learn how to win.
Yeah, the big steal. They went coast to coast after that steal from Hardaway. Hardaway had 37 again. I don't know how to look at Hardaway. To me, Hardaway is here's what Hardaway is.
Yeah.
He's that guy that's going to that the numbers, he's going to put up big numbers on a bad team.
Yeah,
that's what he's
going to
do.
But I think he can be an effective player on a good team as well.
Yeah, but he's going to be like your third option on a good team.
Well, that's why I'm mixed about what I'm doing with Tim Hardaway. Obviously, the Knicks want to trade Courtney Lee. We know that.
Right.
He doesn't play right now because he's got this neck issue.
Right, well.
I don't know if I would be super aggressive in trading Tim Hardaway for this reason. If I am landing a big-time free agent, which the Knicks are putting themselves in position to at least be a part of.
We hope.
We'll see if they can. But even if they don't, and Porzingis comes back healthy, and Kevin Knox comes back and performs, and now you got another lottery pick, I may be closer than I realize to winning if I'm the Knicks, right? And I think Tim Hardaway can help me get to that next level. He's still young. You know, you look at the contract now, it doesn't look that bad, especially compared to some of the other contracts in this league. So I don't necessarily know if he's one of those guys where I'd say, hey, let me build up his value and just get rid of him. I agree he's not the lead player on a playoff team, but I think he can be a really good contributor to a playoff team. So I don't know if I'm in a rush to just get rid of him.
Well, I'm not saying I would get rid of him right away, but I'm just saying that. I mean, that's my view of him. I mean, he reminds me a little bit of a different kind of player, but it reminds me a little bit of Charles Smith. I mean, Charles Smith would put up was like a 20-plus point scorer on a bad Clipper team.
Right.
And then the Knicks go out and make that trade for him, and he was never anywhere near that player with the Knicks.
Yeah, I think
he was a serviceable player, but never ever that guy.
Yeah, I don't think Tim Hardaway is that guy on a good team. I don't think there's any question about that. I don't think he's averaging 25-5 on a playoff team. But I think if this team can get to where they vision, where you vision, where Knicks fans are hoping, I think he can be a really good third or fourth guy on a team.
That's fine.
But he's not the lead guy. No. I'm with you on that.
And he's not his father either, by the way.
No, but he's playing really well.
No, he's playing well. No, he definitely is.
I mean, he is right now their best player. Yeah. I don't think there's any question. No, he's the guy.
He's their best player.
The problem is he's not Victor Oladipo.
No.
Oladipo's better defensively. He made the plays down the stretch. And I think this Knicks team, and maybe it'll change when we get to January. I don't know about Porzingis. I assume he's not coming back.
You can't even think about Porzingis till he's here.
But I think that this kind of team is only going to get better in these close games late because they get the experience.
Well, they've been playing a lot of them.
That's the thing.
Pretty much every game is a close game. You know, I mean, even the Warrior game was relatively close, so the Warriors figured, time to win.
Isn't that kind of what you want?
Yeah. No, I'm not knocking it. I'm not sitting here crying about it. I mean, they're 2-6. You're watching the development of young players. They're going to be in the lottery again. You know, maybe like you said, they really hit a home run. They land a big player in the lottery again, and they get – and we haven't even seen Kevin Knox. He's been out.
Yep.
You know, you land a big player again in a lottery, and then maybe you hit a home run with a free agent, and now all of a sudden everything's different.
Yeah, and remember, cap room is not all about just getting Kevin Durant or Kawhi Leonard. You can do so many things with that, whether it's absorbing a contract, whether it's numerous solid free agents. It's not literally just getting the star. But I got bad news for you, Knicks fans. If you look at the next four games on your schedule, you're facing four teams that you very well could beat. I mean, you're facing the Mavericks, who aren't very good. The Wizards
games
are off
to Dallas, right?
It is in Dallas, yes. They go to Washington. The Wizards have been a mess this season. They go to Chicago to take on the Bulls, and they go to Atlanta. So they've got, right. they've got
they will
games.
Not win all four of those games.
No, I'm not saying that. But you know what?
I could see 2-2 on that.
Yeah,
I'll give them a split out of four.
And that's pretty good considering three of the four are on the road.
Right.
The one
right.
thing I know, just watching this Nick team early on, with the exception of basically the Miami game, they're going to compete.
Yeah.
They're going to battle.
Oh, they're play hard. No, look, Fizdale's got them playing hard. Look, look. How can these guys not play hard? They're basically all young guys that are fighting to stay in the NBA.
Yeah.
They're a hungry team. So how are they not going to go out there and play hard?
Of course, they're
going to play hard.
You're right. It's early to kind of diagnose some of the free agents they brought in, who they're giving second lives to. I don't think Mario Hezonja has been overly impressive.
Vonleh's been pretty good. He had a real good game last night.
No, Vonleh's been awesome,
actually. Yeah, no, right.
I wouldn't say
Even Trier played well last night. He had a nice game, 14 points. He wasn't bad.
Alonzo Trier, and I know he goes ISO a lot, which could be frustrating, but the thing about a guy like Trier and a guy like Vonleh and even Dotson, who was a second-round pick, you got to find guys like this, and they're there to be uncovered.
Sure.
That is something that I think my team has done a very good job at. Joe Harris.
Yeah.
Who the heck was Joe Harris? That guy does everything now. And he got a contract out of it, and he's going to be with the Nets for the next few years. Spencer Dinwiddie is certainly a great example of it. After the Pistons couldn't wait to get rid of him, now all Dinwiddie does is kill the Pistons in big spots. And with Dotson as a second-round pick, I think you got something with him. With Trier as a guy that was undrafted, I think you got something with him. And maybe you have something with Vonleh, who's played really well.
Very good.
Hezonja, meh.
You haven't
not
seen
as much.
He hasn't done much.
Not as much.
No.
But I thought
And I even like the kid. And he didn't do much last night, but Fizdale's got him starting. The kid Robinson, you know, again, he's a real project type guy, but,
yeah.
you know, you like the energy. You like what he does around the basket. You know, we'll see what he could be. He might turn into something.
Oh, I think he will, because one of the best signs from Mitchell Robinson, and last night wasn't his night.
No.
He's 19 years old.
No question.
So last night he's going up against a guy like Miles Turner, who would have the greatest night in the world, but it's not an easy battle for him. And I think Robinson's only going to get better. He doesn't have a lot of experience. Remember, he didn't even play
college
basketball.
He's working with Rasheed Robinson. Rasheed Wallace.
Yeah.
Rasheed Wallace.
Which is a good guy to work with.
Yep.
That's for sure. So he's got a lot of potential. But I think last night's the kind of night you want. You know, you see promise, you battle, but you get those ping pong balls.
Yeah.
Which ultimately, I think with Knick fans, it's 80%, let's just lose and get the ping pong balls. I think it's more split with Net fans, because a guy like me is sick of losing. I want to win.
Right.
But there are some Net fans who looked at last night and said, I want to lose. I want the ping pong balls.
The good news is for you is that you have that fallback of being finally having that pick and to being in the lottery.
It's a weird feeling.
Yep. There you go.
It really is.
You know, that's how the NBA works.
Yeah, indeed.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.